guys, welcome back to the Cycles Podcast with me, your girl, Adhiambo Adhiambo, Kisumu City. You're hanging out with me, Maeve Cheryl, and the lovely, distant from here or there, Aisha Gufas.
Hi guys, what's good? My name is Aisha Chweda, back on the podcast. I'm not fucking minizoe by now.
Resident. Gen Z Achansi.
Hi guys, my name is Hili Pepeno or Gathoni Pepeno. Do I need to introduce myself
again? Yeah, say
again?
What you do.
Okay, I am a food and lifestyle content creator. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm happy to be back.
Okay, so before we get into the episode, I really just want to know what has caught your mind over the past week or even as we have begun this week. So we'll start from Aisha.
I was at a very interesting concert, but I'm one of the few people that had a good time. So I don't know. I don't want to speak on it much, because then again, you know, sometimes, kama zako zimeshika, hakuna kitu inaweza kukuharibia. So me, I was sitting VIP, I was having a very lovely time, but I saw the threads on Twitter about boys to men, so I can't speak much. I'll keep my sentiments to myself. Mimi nilikuwa vibe.
But how would you rate your experience?
Gosh, I mean, I've had terrible experiences at concerts before, to be honest. So I don't have such high expectations. But given the amount of money we paid, I think we should have had a better experience, especially guys in regular. I don't understand why they would expect guys to be standing for that long. I would have hoped every single section would have seating room. That's crazy. I wouldn't even talk about the screens not working and everything throughout the major performances. Like, ikafika point ya maandamano, they're pointing to the screens, fix the screen. It was crazy. The rain. Yeah. Okay, but the rain didn't affect me. Or that I don't know of anyone that's complained about the rain.
So add to the vibes.
Really?
Yeah.
What I miss you? I was swaying from left to right with my friends.
But also, it was an A-line tent, so I don't think they.
Because I was on the edge and I wasn't affected. I was on the edge.
Swali muhimu ulitoka na mtu. Ama uli, we ulienda tu hapo kunini.
Ama,
let me tell you.
Ama ulienda na mtu.
Yeah. No, si kuenda na mtu. I bought the ticket alone. I didn't even know who I was going to chill with there. I saw my friend, a DJ, Kabora. Shout out to Kabora. He had already fikad. I saw his story. I was just like, nikifika, nitakusho.
Nakuja, yeah.
So I knew I was going to find him there. Another friend of mine called Nikita as well. She was just like, umefika, I'll see you there. And we all knew we were in VIP. Tukakutana tu huko. Went home. It is what it is. But I was so... When I got there, I couldn't find Kabora. I was just sitting on a random table with random people. I was like, but I wasn't going to miss out on the experience for me personally. So I wasn't going to wait until I found a crew and then bought the ticket because I knew they were going fast. So
I had an
okay time. Rating it, I'd give it like
a 4.
A 4.
4.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then again, you know, my expectations are so low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you weren't in regular.
No, I was in VIP. But also VIP felt very regular.
Really?
It felt very regular. I feel like what VIP was.
There should have been a difference for the amount
there should
of money.
Have been, yeah, okay. For money.
Yeah, but me, I could see them. They were beaming, man. Ama zilikuwa zime nice. Oh, it was the lighting. I don't know. But they were beaming. They were looking good. Kina sauti sol as well. Yeah, that was my week. And
I think definitely reading the commentary, the tweets, the DMs that people were sending, screenshots.
You didn't go?
I didn't go.
Oh, okay.
But just reading about it, I really wanted to go. But
last
minute gang, so I don't know, was I the only one hoping that there'd be a flash sale at the end? And it didn't come to be. So I didn't go, unfortunately, but I enjoyed seeing that it wasn't all that because, you know,
a lot now of you people. Don't yeah, miss out on
I'm just
light.
Like, yeah, thank God I saved
I feel like
my
that's
money.
Usually majority of us who don't go for events. Just like, wakiran tibo.
Yeah.
Kumbe hata uliwezi pesa.
And I keep saying, itakuwa ya mwisho. Next time, itakuwa to make that
you guys. And I think that's what they take advantage of. Wanajua tu hata wakifanya nini. But next time, wakitoa show, sasa yenye regular ni 10K. Mutaenda.
But I saw a tweet that said, now other like event planners have seen you guys, mtatoa 8K, 15K, 30K, mgoje mwone. So I think nitakuwa nimekaa nyumbani sasa. I won't be eating my Weetabix with water, by the way.
But who would make you pay that 30K?
Ooh. Hey, 30K.
It depends. Now if they bring beer. Okay, no. But Sinani came, Chris Brown. If Chris Brown came and tickets were going,
but
how
much was it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he was in Mombasa, school. But I didn't hear it was all that. I also heard people were having issues at that particular allegedly.
But 30K, unless they're selling madness.
No, those ones I think were like 15 to 25. I'm not so sure. Hey, you know what? But he was at the coast. That one I know for sure.
I think I remember them saying there was a sound issue.
Yeah, there was the speakers and then there was also, they had one screen in the center that everyone was supposed to, you know, experience. So it was just...
And then I saw that the one in Uganda was even worse.
Really?
He went to Uganda?
No, Boyz II Men, this one.
Ah, okay.
That, so they performed before Sauti Sol and it was just more chaotic than it was here in Kenya.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so for me, my week was interesting because... yesterday, Kwanzaa. Uh-huh. Yesterday, I was in the mirror and I was shaking my ass. My God,
that's therapeutic as hell. I don't feel people.
It is, but now in that moment, I was Megan Thee Stallion. You know how the way she's shaking. I'm like, this thing should be on a world tour, bro. Yeah. It's like I'm denying the world some good stuff. Anyway, so something that caught my mind was my eye was. There's a boy who killed himself. This boy has got a first class. He got an A in KCSE, but he killed himself because he can't get a job. And yani tu vile maisha iko. And now I had the conversation on radio and they were asking, Ati, is it a thing about our generation? I was just like, okay, first of all, that's a very wrong question to ask. But also, maybe it is a thing with our generation because I feel like everything is set to work against us. You see the way Kitambo... An A or a first class would be such an easy way to out of poverty, quote unquote, or out of your struggles. Right now, it's like gatekeepers wamekata kutoka. You can toil and toil and toil, and there's really nothing you can amount to. So, to some extent, I really don't blame the guy.
I also think we've had the same narrative for the longest time, not actively analyzing what's going on the ground, because it has. That has been happening for a while now. There was also another story of a guy that was doing actuarial science at Nairobi University, first class honors and everything, and he couldn't get a job and he was homeless. And that story was put on news and everything, and I remember a couple of people were helping him out before that. But the narrative that getting good grades is all you need to succeed in life is still being taught to the younger generation now, despite the fact that things are totally different on the ground. So I just think we should start having a bit more candid conversations with people.
About education not actually being the only way out of...
Yes, because again, there's so many people, and I keep saying this, I mean, go to Isli and listen to some of the stories of some people. Some are Wamifika class 3, this, that, but they have thriving businesses and, you know, they're doing okay. So I don't think it's the only thing these days. I think it was a narrative that made sense a couple of years back.
But I feel like it
because
was...
Because the job market was not as flooded.
True.
Yeah. It really wasn't. I'm listening to people going to university and they're like, what are you going to put your pesa? Kuka you in?
Imagine.
Wow.
And then now you look at how things are set up. This finance bill is coming. It's not meant for the benefit of anybody.
Actually, that's another highlight.
And then
talk about.
It's us it's going to affect majorly because that will be the norm going forward.
Yeah,
so
for
now,
sure.
Unakavu, the day you buy your first car, the day you buy your first house,
and people are not making, like, if you start asking people maybe in their 30s or in the 40s when they bought their first car and they're like, it's totally different from people right now. Totally different. Even the financing is different. Like, everything is different. And I feel people need to start having candid conversations about how things have been changing.
No,
it's
I want
not
to
the same
put you
narrative.
Guys on the spot. So, ongelea finance bill. What are the stages of a bill?
punguza.
What stages a bill goes through? Oh, mesha sip coffee, so take us through.
Our super pupil. You can.
Ata wewe.
Results imetoka?
Sijatoka. Tuko nanza.
You know, this is actually so chill.
Tuko nanza. Niko chill. Siko chill. Hey. I'm faking.
When are they supposed to come feeling? Out? Like how?
I don't know. I'm just there. Because they had said zinatoka last week. Sa tumepanic last week. Tumepanic. Yani, unajua ile feeling ya ukidiscover umeachwa. Umechitiwa.
What?
The same.
Yesterday, I was in the gym and someone said, results are out. They're coming out today. So that feeling
now everyone, the other thing I hate is everyone has their day when the results in Atoka. And then everyone has a source. Oh my God, Niliambia, my uncle works G where results
yeah,
Atoka
so
at midnight.
Just propaganda.
I mean, just know that the days that Atoka to Tajua, just get to chat high to leave. But now.
So is it like, you see how we felt during KCC? Is it?
It's the same. And nightmare. It's the same. Weekend.
Okay, you know we did KCSE in totally different years.
School met yangu primary. School met yangu primary ako na 3 P's. But she didn't do law. So I was just like, wow. Saka wewe ako na 3. I didn't check. Niliamka hiyo ndoto iniondoke. But now we're just in limbo. We don't know when they'll come, but they come when they come.
Inshallah khair.
Nyamaza.
What do you mean, Ati? We did KCSE at different times. You didn't feel that?
No, even if
no, we did KCSE in different years.
But still, the feeling is the
yeah,
same.
That your feeling.
That is something I will not speak about on air.
So now we'll move. Nafikira mmehepa swali yangu, bro.
Ah, we watch.
Stages of a bill. So mseme tu hiyo. Alafu ukipata shots on me. Short.
I'm
Aisha ko motivated.
Yeah, me, I'm taking medication. Yeah.
I'm better than side. I also, anyone from the audience who remembers what the stages of a bill are, just put it down in the comments. And then we get right into this the topic of the episode, which is social media. I just want us to unpack what social media has been to us or what social media means to you. So my first question will be, has all of you here have a significant following on social media? I don't know how you got yours. I don't know if it's because of content. I don't know if you bought followers. I don't know if they're authentic and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But has that social media popularity affected how you perceive yourself as a person and how you relate to people who are not as popular as you on social media?
Should I start?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay. No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. For me personally, the amount of followers someone might have does not speak to who they are as a person. Maybe they might just make sensational content from time to time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's about it. I really do judge people totally differently on the ground. Mm-hmm. Has it changed how I see myself? No, not really. I actually think I have imposter syndrome and the like, because someone might be sometimes so excited and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, who, me? Shoddy me?
For me. Sure. Yeah.
Who, the last time I cooked was God knows when, you know? So I was just like, oh, okay, cool. But I don't think it changes how I view people. It has not changed how I view myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mimi niko hapo tu.
But do you think it has changed how people move towards you or move around you?
It's definitely given people a certain perception of me that might not be the full picture.
Facts.
Only just, you know, one window, one side of the house. Mm-hmm. But kuna backyard, kuna kando hapo, nini, nini. Yeah, so I have had a couple of people say, oh my gosh, I thought you'd be a snob. I thought you'd be a bitch. I thought you'd be stupid. I thought you'd be blonde.
God.
I get a couple of those. And it's not like they're trying to be rude. It's just we have... Because I'm so good at small talk and the like. We just end up talking about any and everything. And then they start telling me about first impressions. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. You know, just to know what you give off. But
But how does that make you feel like when you hear these things and you hear...
I absolutely don't mind because it doesn't define the person I am. If you have a complete and wholesome experience around me from spending time with me and then you've made that... Okay, whatever notion you've made, okay. But just something you've seen on social media that's actively curated by me. That's a you thing.
Yeah.
You hear
and
me?
That's on self-awareness.
It's taken a minute, yo.
I would say that no, it has not influenced how I view people. If anything, I feel like some people I have interacted with in the recent past or just in the past are not how they portray themselves to be. Like you could find someone is all about self-awareness or like they seem really kind and all about loving people in the world, and then qua ground they are just very meanest, different. Yeah. They're about I can't talk to you because you're at this stage of you're a micro influencer and I'm a macro influencer. So I have experienced both sides where you think someone is like this and then you find a totally different person, and it's in a good way. And then the exact opposite, where you find someone you think they're really nice, or that's the energy they give off, and then you meet them and it's just like, no, their vibe is not vibing.
It.
Can I say that?
I
yeah.
Get it.
In terms of me, so I'd like to separate the two, this girl Hili and Gathoni. I feel like there's so much more to me than what I post. I would say I'm very cautious also because I'm in the legal career. So there's only so much I feel like I can put out, because I also don't know where... I'd like to keep an open mind where my legal will lead me to. So until then, I'm very cautious about some things that I share. But I mean, we do get, it's just natural. I mean, even for yourself, we do get people who just judge you, or you perhaps have a resting bee face. Or people who are like, you know, I thought you'd be a snob. I thought you wouldn't say hi to me. And you ask why? Because maybe influencers just have a reputation for maybe not saying hi to just
people,
random people who follow them, right?
Okay. So for me, has social media popularity affected me myself? No, sometimes I don't even think.
You're not the most down-to-earth people I know, to be honest.
Yeah.
You're one of the most down-to-earth people
Maeve I know, will treat you like you live down the road.
Like, oh my God. What? Yeah.
So for me, I don't think it's affected how I relate to people. I think I still stay goofy as well on social media. Yeah. And I hear some people come and tell me how Sijuki fanya hivyo unachoma brand. I'm just like, relax.
That's yours.
Before the brand. Yeah, and I have the brand. So let me just be the way I am. And on what you said, I've actually seen it where you think people are what they've curated on their page. Mm-hmm. And then when you start interacting with these people, you realize they're very standoffish and all those things. But I feel like that's another war to fight.
Yeah. Because
but then again, are they being standoffish or are they being protective of themselves? Maybe they might have had a very interesting like encounter some time ago. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I ask. Me, I dig deep.
True.
I'm like, sup, shawty?
I can kind of set you up in this world. This world of Edgar Barry, where unaenda kuongea na mtu tu for the cameras and all that stuff.
That happens.
I get it. Yeah. So nakuja kuongea na wewe tu for nini?
Oh my.
For content. Alafu unasikia. She's my friend, but let me tell you she's
Oh my gosh, the screenshots. Yeah, that's
she's my friend, but she borrowed me 1,000 shillings. So it's just crazy. So did you realize when your page was actually growing? Is it something? Because let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people our age or even younger there's a very huge craze about social media following, and people even like a god or something, like if you have 100+ K followers and stuff, they teach you like a god-ish, especially high schoolers and stuff like that. So were you conscious of when your numbers were growing? Did you ever at one point do things to make your numbers grow and stuff like that?
My numbers initially catapulted because of Edgar Obi. Pressure. I had worked with a certain client that was doing something, and I don't know if they had an agreement or it was just something he picked up from, you know, a social media campaign and the like, but he posted the same video that I shot and it was he tagged me up Puccini, and then I just started getting crazy notifications on my phone. I was just like, what is going on? And then that's where I think it kind of started. But you know those nini crazes, Isha, after like, honestly, a couple of hours, because there's always another bigger story or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was one of those two. It was just a video. It was just a video.
You, Healy? Was there a specific point?
I think when I reached 12K there, I was just... I think I was at, I don't want to mention the name of the place, but I was at a place and there's someone who came up to me and said, oh, you know, I do social media management. I manage X amount of influencers, and they mentioned some of the influencers that they were working with. And then they said, do you know that this is something you could, you know, tap into and monetize? For me, it was just, then I had a private account, but then with X amount of people that I knew. So it's something
you knew all 13K? You knew all 13K?
Like most of them, yeah.
Funny thing, Healy was such a popular person on Facebook. Like when Facebook was Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, Poki, yeah, Nini. I actually remember you from those days.
Maybe from...
Healy was on everybody's... When it was night of walls, your time. Healy was on everybody's wall.
Nakumbuka yo enzi.
Really?
I was such an awkward kid then.
You really?
Wow,
so was your Facebook name.
I'm not surprised.
Yo! It was my name backwards. I used to work at YMCMB. Nicki Minaj was my
YMCMB,
mom. When was my dad.
At Uptown something. Everybody used to work at Uptown's Kitu.
I worked at YMCMB.
Wow.
Me, I was Maeve Minaj, G, Sarabi.
I had a mohawk. I used to do the goth.
I think everyone had that phase.
Please do not go look
so
for
I'm
my
not
Facebook.
Surprised you were 13K when, by the time,
Instagram got popular.
I mean, if I didn't know them, I knew they were mutual. So in that way, like I knew, but I didn't know.
Okay.
So that's when now it's hit me like, oh, okay, so this I can actually earn from this space. Mm. Or people earn from this space.
Mm.
And then, well, I got character developed by the person who approached me.
Yeah, because I was about to ask you how you verified the fact that they actually do manage certain so and so.
I think I really thank God for law.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point in time, I think we were doing contract law too.
Mm-hmm.
But just reading the contract, I was like, what is this? Like,
true.
And then it started to make sense to me that people do take advantage of influencers. Yeah. So, but that's now, that at that point, actually, after having a meeting, the first meeting with person X,
mm-hmm.
Was when I made the account public. And then now, slowly by slowly, I would maybe try as much as I could to share less of like family, because it was very, it was more of Gathoni than
healing.
It was very like family friendly. I would put cousin, uncles, whatever there. And I didn't care. And then now I started to get conscious, because also they came unsolicited opinions. Mm. Or if I post a small puppy love here, everyone is like, so what happened to that?
Mm.
You know, let's do a Q&A. What happened to this one? You know? So, yeah, that was the defining moment for me.
Mm.
Yeah,
I think I have mine, and I remember mine was just, I think, last year. So I was coming from a relationship where someone was telling me the way not to post myself. Because initially, so I was doing music.
Oh my God.
So my covers were... I got a following because of my covers and then my original music. Mm. So I was dating someone who was telling me, don't post myself. Mm. So, gee, if you post yourself and you're in a relationship, what are you doing? So I took it. I said, oh, so to make my boyfriend happy, I've stopped posting myself. Nikemwema. Naika tuka stories and yes neza disappear. I'll think kaka story, I complain natoa. So now this relationship crumbled. Oh. And then
you know, sometimes how she says these things.
Learning curves.
Just in passing. So yeah. This relationship crumbled.
Uzuri nilisha liye kaisha. So say learning curves.
Sorry.
Yeah. I got into another one, and this person was the most supportive in Nini. So we had gone for a getaway in Nanyuki, and then he just took pictures of me.
Aww.
And then that was New Year's. So I posted the pictures. Add his my number. So yo, that one picture was what catapulted everything.
Oh.
It got me to meet people I never thought I'd meet. Mm-hmm. I got to start the Nini. So that's when I started to do the podcast consciously, because I was like, So I did the podcast to actively now get the ball rolling further.
Yeah,
because
back in the
as we realize now is that this space is something that you can actually now make money from and now use it to do what? Manifest or even just curate a life that you want to live.
Yeah.
So my next follow-up question would be now, because your pages are popping, and I think it's a bit obvious why. You're a model, you're beautiful, you're witty, you're funny, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think pretty privilege exists? And if you do, do you think it's a bad thing or kind?
Who's going to start? Should I?
Healy, go first.
Okay. Oh, I think it definitely exists.
Mm-hmm.
I think life is just fair or unfair like that, depending on the side you're on.
Okay.
But beauty definitely lies in the eyes of the beholder. Mm-hmm. So what's beautiful to me or what's pretty to me might not be that way to you, and vice versa.
Oh, Naosha. Kuna standard. You're beautiful in South Africa. You're beautiful in USA. You're beautiful anywhere you go. So
it does exist.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're on the receiving end, when you're the person in question receiving the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing in that moment, depending on the situation, right?
Mm.
Can I speak for myself?
Yeah, speak for yourself, for sure. That's the best thing.
I remember when I had just started driving and I would make like silly mistakes on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just be like, oh yeah, officer, you know, nisame too. He's like,
and you have that kind of voice.
Yeah. Wewe ni mrembo. Ebu, enda na usirudie. You know, so just go and don't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I've had instances like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or like where you're trying to pay for parking and maybe your note is not going through, and then just someone will be like, wow, you're so beautiful.
Let me pay for you.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm okay. And actually, we go government office, the line is very funny.
Yeah.
What you want to
do? Fantastic. So, I mean, it's good. But then it can't be unfair if you're not, if you're the one being denied benefits or access to certain things.
Because you're not considered pretty.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aisha?
Well.
I think, human beings have always appreciated aesthetics. Like you said, it's in the eyes of the beholder. But again, like she said, there's always a certain standard. I know for a fact, beauty and aesthetics is a currency for women, just the way assets and provision is a currency for men.
Yeah.
All right. So even if you are an okay looking guy, I mean, in the 21st century, maybe okay, but if you still can't put anything on the table, there's no father that's going to give his child to you at grandkids watakapua. So it's just one of those things, and it is a currency. People often do give other people benefits because of the aesthetics, sometimes consciously, sometimes subconsciously, but it's just one of those things. Inafanyaga watu feel poor. Even if you sit down with guys and the like, it's just like, even if they don't expect anything in return, the ones that maybe buy you a drink or this or that, they'll actively just be like, I've contributed somehow.
Pay your rent.
To that perfect aesthetic right there, that is that woman.
Or pay your rent.
Hey. So it's just one of those things.
Manifesting. I do agree with what all of you have said. I really do think it's a thing. And I think I've seen it play in my life as well. And I think it does, I think it influences how
tell
you see
us
the way?
How it played in your life.
No, I'm not telling you, my nigga. I'm not telling you. I love who ni chome.
Tutaongea kando.
Tutaongea kando. So I think, Nini, what was I going to say? Sasa hili ona kanya mefana.
Sorry.
Anyway, what was I going to say? I was saying I do agree with the fact that pretty privilege exists. And it's just the same thing we were saying about money, how money, and you've put that point across where you said it's a currency. And it's the same way money can afford you options. It's the way also pretty privilege can afford you options in who you date or even how the type of nini you choose to, type of treatment you choose to accept. Now it's like, oh, someone, hey, villain, kumbrembo hivu nanitesa kwa nini, now talk out of a situation.
That's actually a thing,
and stuff like that. So I really do think it exists. Thank God for it, because those who are benefiting nicely, and it's fantastic to watch. It's fantastic to watch. And us who are waiting to benefit nicely from it, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So my other question now would be, what are your top five favorite things about social media? And then I will do the flip side. So each of you will just, we'll do a back and forth in giving our favorite things about social media. So I will start.
Wow, I don't know if I have 10.
No, it's five. No, we can do five total, a total of five.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
So my first, the first thing I like about social media is that, you remember this point we used to give in primary school about the advantages and disadvantages of technologies. The world has become a global village.
Yeah.
If I want to reach Banner Boy right
the hub.
Now, you know?
Yeah. If you just need enough people to retweet it and for him to actually see.
Yeah. And to tag him in your stories as much as you can. And one day,
he will see.
Oluwa will know I exist. He will know I exist. So I like the fact that it's made everything so small. Whereas we'd struggle. Do you remember the story I told you about Justin Bieber's G? Someone came and sold us a fake Justin Bieber number and we were trying to call. Alafu, before I call, he ring credit.
No, Mabel's actually seen it all. She's seen it all. She's put her face in human beings.
Before. Oh my God, that's such a strong thing to say, Aisha.
Oh my gosh, is that a bad thing?
It is. I'll tell you why. Not here. Maybe the next episode.
Oh my.
Anyway, sasa.
We all have somehow.
Sai unajua call to just maybe on Instagram. Hata kama hata shika, it will interrupt his scrolling.
Yeah.
And he will know.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
Kai, how many of those do you think he gets in a day then?
I just care. As long as he's seen mine. May have done that to Chris Brown. And then at some point when I went back to do it. I'll come and disable. So easy.
Okay.
Anyway, so I like the fact that the world is small like that now. You can communicate to people. We can collaborate with people from anywhere across the globe, which is nice.
Go. Oh, should I? Okay. Mine is how you've ended yours. I love the fact that
say, for example, I'm really into plants right now. I'll find my plant community, whether it's someone in the Netherlands, someone here, someone there. So even if my immediate circle isn't necessarily is not into Harry Potter, I will find people that are into Harry Potter. Okay. Can you believe have you watched Harry Potter?
Yeah.
But see, we've already sit to miss a sort of issue. She said,
okay, I've not watched Game of Thrones.
Me too. I've not watched anything you guys have watched, probably. She said she's holding a watch.
We'll get there. I don't know.
Watch party of sorts.
You guys need to come dressed up as wizards.
Sawa. No problem.
House of Leather.
That's natural for you.
Wanakwanga nazo. The cloaks, not fetus.
Speaking of, sorry to digress. I saw there's an influencer who hosted a Ron watch party. I think it's becoming a thing.
Yeah, and there's also cinema, like a private cinema in a mall along
Nyumba Cinema. That's the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the amount of
PR promo.
I'm telling you. That's why I was like, school of fearing it.
But
yeah, that can be a plan. That can be a plan because it doesn't have to start out at a big space, you know, with a big budget. But yeah, I don't know if you
let me throw this back to the audience. If you're watching and you'd be interested in a watch party, you watch party, am I watching?
Yeah, we need to figure out the communities. Yeah. So tell us what kind of shows or like, gosh, what are they even called? I can't even call it like a trilogy. Series, but not like a series. It is a series.
It's a movie,
movie series. Mm. You guys are interested in,
and then we can watch it together.
Yeah,
hiya. So who was talking? It was you.
Oh, yeah. I finished mine. I like the fact that I can find my plant, okay. Harry Potter, and Game of Thrones community.
Okay, you.
I would say I really like the how should I put this? The number of things you could learn on the internet, especially like. When TikTok came in, if I don't know how to cook, there's
a page for that.
What's her name? Sue.
Sue.
With the Shatani song. You know, teaching us how to cook.
Would she?
And actually, she's making money off the whole sharing thing.
Understand the pressure.
She sells recipes and meal plans for women who'd like to cook for
and
their
even
men.
Utensils,
Monday to Sunday.
Oh, wait, fantastic. Yeah. But she's selling recipes, but
so
also
what
making
she says,
videos. So recipes of different things.
So the video does not give you instructions. It just shows you the
like
process.
Like the spices. Mm-hmm.
Like she's just doing a recap or a day in my life kind of thing. And then in the comments, she writes that if you want a meal plan or if you want recipes, here's the number. So she's been making money off that. Other than that, like there's so much you could learn, you know, whether it's I'm trying to dress up and I want a hack to hide, I don't know, my inner garments.
Or all those things.
Yeah, there's hacks for that. Mm. Or my shoe has an issue. There's a hack for that. Mm. So I feel like the amount of things you could learn on the internet right now, and social media especially, is quite vast.
Yeah. There's one thing I love the most, and I think all of you will love this one, is the fact that, number one, revenue. You can monetize your page. You can curate your page to make you money. And then the fact that middlemen are dying. So you as Aisha can reach Vaseline through a DM or can reach Nivea a DM. Yeah. And then instead of having someone take a cut from the work you've done, you can have the bag to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's easy like that, but it's doable. It's doable. And I love that because now you don't have to get into silly contracts with people who are malicious and things like that. So for brands, I think social media has been a very fantastic tool.
Yeah.
But now we move to the flip side.
One more that I love. Okay. I really love how creative it's made us. I don't think a lot of people would have realized or tapped into some talents or interests they might have had when it comes to creating content and the like. So we're such a creative generation. And it's not even our generation alone, but it's let people from different generations all tap into the creativity like that. So I think that's awesome.
And I don't, just to add to that, I don't know if it's just me, but since COVID, like there's transitions came in before. I don't know.
We were what were we doing? We all used to use that sepia filter.
Yeah.
For videos.
All our photos were those combo ones like this.
There was nothing like GFacetune. There was
sepia.
CapCut.
Even photography wasn't as big. Even the edits, nobody cared for all that.
Yeah. And then we had COVID. I think isolated people and all these ideas, Triller, you know, TikTok.
I'd love to know how the sale of like ring lights just catapulted during that time.
What? Yeah, they were never a thing.
They were never a thing. I thought we could not take pictures at the lighting. So insane.
Yeah.
So insane. I like what you said. And also to supplement what you've said, I think the fact that there's options. So you don't necessarily have to be stuck on one social media app because it's what is popping. You can have TikTok, you have Twitter, you have whatever works for you. So everyone, and then options in terms of you can leave your job and just start something on social media and it can become a thing and you can live off of that. So
it depends on the
tajituma.
If you give it.
So now we move to the flip side because again, this thing that we love so much has become a monster. And the fact, the one thing I don't like about it is, it's killing talking stages. This one is, it's not far-fetched. It's killing talking stages.
Okay.
Because when I'm doing my due diligence, I am going to find messy stuff on your social media. And immediately it's going to be a no. So where else I'd have taken 3 months.
So where are you doing the digging? Out of curiosity, where are you doing the digging?
I'm doing the digging on your Twitter likes. If one wrong like.
Is it girl? This is a recipe.
Yeah. Imagine, I just start from your following. Tells me enough, kidogo.
I was going there. Yeah.
So let me ask, ladies. Is it a red flag if a man follows this common pages that we know that sell clothes? So I don't want to mention their names, but we know like the popular ones, the controversial ones.
I don't see a reason as to why you are following that and not Bossman, or you're not following Divine.
Yeah,
I'm a Bossini.
Fuck.
I literally have a male friend that doesn't follow any of these pages. Shout out to you. I'm not going to say your name. But whenever he wants to... Hi, Frank. But he's Aisha. An amazing friend because he actively... He actively comes for help to like me or something whenever he wants to get something for his partner and everything. He wouldn't even know how to maneuver those pages,
So I'm just like,
that I get.
Also, is it a red flag if man's is liking every other babe's photo?
Yes.
I think for me it is.
Yes.
And well, like, why are you there?
Yes.
You see how there's that meme that says you find his phone unlocked and you lock it for him. He's also here.
No, I shut up. You need simu yake. Ukienda tu kuangalia nani.
And it's always the nigga you've started talking to. You've seen Sijui whose photo and others. Jina lake and others.
You're no wrong.
But I don't know. With that one, I don't feel some type of way, imagine. I don't know how to feel about that one. Me, it's who you actively follow. You've taken the time to follow na muangalia kila siku. Just like, okay. I wouldn't say, red flag is a heavy term, but I'm watching you.
Go away. Yours. What's one thing you hate?
I would say the canceling culture or nature with social media that is there right now. I admit that no one's perfect, right?
Okay.
But there's this tendency, especially on social media, that if Hilly does something and it's controversial and, you know, popular opinion states that I did wrong, I come out, and maybe I take some time to process what I did. Before I'm even processing, I'm just thinking about it. Hilly is cancelled. Hilly is, you know, we're not judged, giving Hilly another chance.
Yeah. And room for error and growth.
Yeah,
is quite
and
limited.
Off social media, we all make mistakes, right? We all say stuff that, you know, you wish you took it back. But there's that culture of, no, she's cancelled. No, there's no opportunity we could give this girl because she said, you know, Belinda from the down the road has a funny head shape, you know. And maybe in that moment, I could have been going through my own things. And even if I tried to take it back, there's always that, she's trying to prove, you know, there's the reception from your followers or from generally social media. It's hard.
It's like it has a finality to it. There's really, they don't believe you can come back from it. They don't believe you can take it back. Yeah. But I've seen
You're not treated as a human. You're honestly treated like an idol. One wrong thing and you can just... And I see this a lot with Kevin Hart.
Mm.
Kevin Hart is the one that I think we can actively say we've seen have a couple of scandals and these cancel
Even
things.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, to the extent he was just like, I'm not apologizing anymore. Unfollow and this and that, it's fine. I'm a human being and I'm going to do that. And I feel like more often than not, people make... That's the point in time when you realize so-and-so actually made me a role model for them, but I didn't ask to be that. Yeah. I'm doing my job, which is acting, stand-up comedy, this, that. You decided to follow my personal journey on my personal social media, and now...
And I like Amber Ray for that. Human.
Yeah.
But I really like Amber Ray for that.
Yeah.
She really just draws the line. It's like, mnataka role models, kweni role models are toto.
Yeah.
That's not my business.
Yeah.
For you, Aisha, what's the one thing you hate?
Ooh, I have two, but I'll wait for it to circle back to say the second one, because that one is a bit... controversial. The first for me is entitlement, I think. I saw this a lot with like reality TV stars way before like people started getting personal popular accounts, like the Kardashians and whatnot, the Real Housewives and whatever. People used to feel so entitled to know everything just because you let them in on a couple of things.
Yeah.
So these days I see it a lot on social media as well. Like how, say for example, you make a personal choice to not post your child. But now you're getting DMs and whatnot for, oh, we were committed this whole time. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
It's crazy how entitled people would feel to information or just your personal life that I don't like.
And to that, even like someone's love life, if I used to post my partner and then now I'm not posting, are you people together? You know, the Q&A is just tell it all. Are you people together? What's going on? Is he with someone else? What happened? Or let's say I used to always post my bestie Aisha here, and then now it looks like we're not going on coffee dates or wine dates. And so, is there a thing with this friendship? Yeah. You know, so that entitlement,
Oh, but then again, on that scope, if because I've mentioned maybe like the whole story of Kevin Hart and like socialites that just have this particular thing. If I've actively created my... Now just on the flip side, just have the conversation. If I've actively created my platform from motherhood, family, dynamics, hominess, this, that, don't I... Do you think I owe my audience an explanation as to why I will not proceed sharing information on this? Say, for example, home decor. If I've built a platform of 100,000 followers, like Studio McGee, they're way beyond 100,000. But if I've built it off that, an interior decor and everything, and I actively just stop, should I communicate with my following and say, I've stopped for this particular reason, or even just giving them the decency and the courtesy to explaining I have?
I think at that point, I feel like you do.
Yeah.
You do owe them. Because now... why did they follow you in the first place? I followed that page because I like this decor and whatnot and whatnot. So why should I continue following you if what I came here for is not? Unless now, of course, how are you're expanding and I'm into that journey with you as well. But now, see, we've created a bond, quote unquote, an online bond, an online relationship. So you have an obligation to us who followed you by virtue of that to sort of, not maybe now go into detail, but a simple statement.
So the courtesy is nice, but not people actively trying to keep reaching and whatnot. Screenshots,
so I think for the most part, we could call it entitlement, but on the flip side, like you introduced us to this person or you introduced and made this your love life, for example, part of your content creation. And so we invested because we were watching and
as much as
it was entertainment for us, we were part of this sort of, and then all of a sudden it's not there anymore. So I think it's also on the part of the influencer or the content creator, it's to know how much to tell from jump. I think that's important.
And also to just make it easier for you to avoid the questions of, gee, what
happened?
Just
say
a small thing and then vanish.
Yeah.
So I think I'll give one last one, and I think this one again affects all of us, is I really hate that there's an algorithm that dictates if your content goes out there or not. And that now you have to not be authentic. You have to again, curate yourself to something that you're not,
yeah.
so that your content has a reach out there. So I feel yeah. like the algorithm, in as much as it's produced superstars overnight, again, mm-hmm. which can be tweaked, I feel like it's such an unfair advantage. Mm-hmm. But again, we said the world is not fair. But I genuinely just dislike that the algorithm can change at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've been doing something that has been working for
and
you.
And now you need to change.
And now you
the whole
need
shebang.
To change. Yeah. yeah. So I think those are, I think I've loved having this conversation with you because now I've gotten to really see how you feel about social media, and I've also gotten to and I think I'm going to come for tips on how to make bigger bags on social media.
Please
even you, Aisha.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for honoring my invite. Thank you so much for
thank
having
you.
This conversation with me.
Happy to be back.
I would like the audience to tell us what are some of your favorite things about social media and what are some of the things that you hate. Also, be sure to tell us if you want that watch party, Cindy. And then...
And what to watch.
And what
to watch.
What
are we watching?
And whether we're dressing up as something or not. And there's one thing they were supposed to do as
you
well.
You guys don't like playing dress up?
We do. We do.
Oh,
we do.
Okay,
me, I'm down
okay,
for it.
Okay.
So, like, would you send someone back because they've showed up without...
Honestly, I've come to a point in time in my life I think I would.
Even if...
I've,
but if they've
never
paid,
how do you say
they've made.
How do you say it?
No, you just
I
put,
strictly
you put
highlight it
on
the
nini.
And yes, by the time you're coming in, you're
yeah.
showing your invite to
yeah.
someone. And they'll
yeah.
just be like, you haven't dressed this particular
if
part.
They've paid.
If they've paid.
Mm. Will you refund them?
Okay.
I feel like it's another a whole other ball.
Okay, I was thinking with regards to a part.
If
like
it's a party,
hosting, you
have
yeah.
things,
but
so. I don't know. Guys, Simri, just respect the dress code. Can we just
yeah,
all vibe out?
Please.
Can we just all vibe out? Like...
Yeah.
Okay, before this becomes...
Especially if it's like very mm-hmm. modest.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complicated, in short.
Yeah.
I
okay.
think just...
God, okay, the... I'm all white. I'm all black. I'm a...
Don't come in red.
But you guys are dressing like wizards. I'm sorry. I'll tell you to FaceTime me before you even get into the
to
car.
To pay inspos in a mood
yeah.
boards.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for watching this episode. I'll be sure to see you. But this is the last episode of this season. So I'll be sure to see you in the next season. It's bye from now.
Adios.